Now, joining me on the couch today is a woman whose life was profoundly changed by a wedding present. Kristen Buttress was a registered nurse in New York City before she moved to South Africa with her husband in 2015. And when they got married, one of the gifts they received was an ice cream maker. And that is where our story today really begins. Because while she started out experimenting in her own kitchen, playing around with ice cream making as a hobby, today Kristen runs her own business, selling it from her shop at the Noordhoek Farm Village and online. And I bet more than a few of our listeners have popped in for a treat. So we'd love to hear from you if you've got a favorite flavor to recommend. It is a great pleasure to welcome Kristen Buttress, the owner of Kristen's Kick-Ass Ice Cream. Lovely to have you on the show, Kristen.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you for having me.
From nursing to the food industry is a pretty big leap. Were you actively looking to have a change of career when you moved to South Africa?
No, I was waiting for my nursing licensure to come through, and I just started making ice cream as a hobby, and it just steamrolled organically into opening a shop, and it all happened within 6 months.
It's an extraordinary story. I mean, there you are messing around in your own kitchen, playing with the ice cream machine. And then I believe you started making some for friends and family and parties. And the next thing you know, you get a phone call from Frank Dangereux, the chef at the food barn in Noordhoek, to say, I want some of your ice cream. Tell us what he said to you in that call.
Yeah, it was all an extraordinary word of mouth experience. They just wanted to meet me. They knew I was in Noordhoek and they liked what I could offer. So initially they wanted me to come into the shop and sell my tubs at the deli, but then they thought my personality fit with what their whole ethos is, and they asked me if I'd be interested in opening my own shop. So I immediately said yes, and I just Googled how to open an ice cream shop, and I just started down that whole path, and it's been a crazy wild ride.
You literally Googled how to open an ice cream shop. Kristen, I believe it was a matter of weeks before you had opened an ice cream shop.
Yeah, so I knew nothing. I didn't know anything about business. I didn't know how to be a boss. I didn't know how to even just like scale things, how to set a till, how to do inventory. I knew nothing. I was a nurse for 15 years. So it was an incredible learning experience for me.
Talk to us a little bit about the ice cream you were making and how before we talk about how the business has grown. Kristen, it was in your own kitchen, in your own ice cream maker initially. What goes into it? What's special about your ice cream?
I think my flavor combinations are special because I make my ice cream such small batch, I can have control over everything and put lots of weird things in it, like basil, and then I can cover pine nuts with honey and throw that in. So when you have commercial ice creams, you don't have as much control. So because I started out such a small batch and I would only make 1 liter at a time, I was able to do really exquisite and original ice creams, which is what I think captivated customers and what generated my word of mouth. And I haven't really scaled up. I still only make 3 liters at a time because I want to keep the essence of having small batch ice cream. And also, to be honest, I don't really know how to do huge commercial ice cream production. So I'm just stay honest to my roots, and I stay honest to my brand and honest to my customers, and I just keep making super small batch exquisite original ice creams.
Well, Kristen, clearly you're getting it right, because we've already had a message from Bob saying you cannot beat the basil and pine nut and the salted caramel flavor. Bob, thank you for the recommendation. Got a visit to Noordhoek Farm Village coming up. I mean, Kristen, you have expanded, though. I believe you've got a branch in Mauritius as well.
I do. I'm in Noordhoek. That's my flagship shop. And then I'm also at the Constantia Aitsik Wine Farm. And then I call it my tropical outpost, but that's in Mauritius and Trobisch.
How did that happen?
That was also just like a crazy circumstance of life. My husband is in real estate, and there was a real estate developer that acquired a property that had an extra bit of space, and he wanted to generate foot traffic to come see his property. So he asked if I'd want to open there so I could provide the foot traffic, and then he'd provide the space.
Wow.
So I went to go see it, and it was looking out over the ocean, and Mauritius, if you've ever been, is just a dream. So I stood in that space, and I just was like, oh my gosh, if I don't do this, I might die.
I mean, what an exquisite combination to have that setting and your ice cream. Is somebody else saying it's the best ice cream? We are there every week and love the butter cake flavor. Somebody else is asking, Kristen, when are you going to open up in the northern suburbs? Because nobody makes ice cream as nice as you do.
Oh my gosh, I'm just covered in love right now. I would love to open a new shop. I'm not a really business-oriented person, which is, I probably shouldn't say that. I go by my gut feel. And if something comes across that is the same as Mauritius, where I'm like, if I don't open up here, I'm going to regret it forever. Mm-hmm. I will open up another place, whether that's in the northern suburbs, the winelands, in town, or wherever. So I'm not saying no to opening up a new place, but it has to be a magical experience, not just for me and my shop, but also for my customers.
Now, Kristen, Gail has just messaged us, and she's touched on a very important part of your story. She says, being diabetic, your Banting Berry is the best. And you've had a lot of success with the vegan market, with Banting, paleo diets, etc. Was that something you deliberately sort of went after as a business strategy, or did it just happen along the way?
No, like my whole brand is about inclusivity. I want everyone to feel like they have something that's there for them. And so I started out as a dairy place just because that's what I know how to make. But then if people request things, then I'll figure out how to do it and how to provide that service for them. So we got a lot of requests for vegan, and we got a lot of requests for sugar-free. So we make both of those, but we make them special, and we make them as unique and original and as exquisite as our dairy products.
I know you've become a mom in the intervening years, Kristen, twice over, I think. How has that changed your management of your life and the business, and your approach of being so hands-on?
Well, there's a lot more management. So before I had Charlie, who's now going to be 2, I did everything. And I was working 24/7 my entire life. My passion, my baby, was my business. So then when Charlie came along, it forced me to become organized. So I would turn my business time on and off so I could enjoy my time with my son. And so that helped me be a little bit more organized there. And then when I had Evelyn, she's now 3 months old, it forced me to delegate and let go of my type A reins a little bit and get other people in to help me. And yeah, shockingly, people can do the same thing better than I do. So like taxes and payroll and management and all those kind of things I've been able to delegate to other people, and then I can focus on the IP of the brand and creating flavors and making sure that the environment is exciting and warm and fun and friendly and keep the brand going and hopefully expand.
Kristen, look, the Louisiana butter cake is getting any number of votes from listeners on our SMS line, but what's your personal favorite flavor?
Oh, it's the one that we probably created in the first 3 months, and that's the sweet cream and the dark chocolate and honeycomb. For me, it's a perfect blend of flavors. So you get the sweet and the creaminess. That's kind of like the soul hug that you need in that. Then the dark chocolate provides like a soft kind of crunch with the chocolate, which is just everyone's favorite. And then the honeycomb lends a texture and a burnt honey kind of flavor. Mm. And the three of them together create a really sophisticated flavor. But it's shockingly popular with our kids, too. I think it doesn't pull too much in either direction. It pulls together into one perfect flavor.
Sounds absolutely mouthwatering. Kristen, we've come through a very difficult couple of months for anybody in the food business. How was your ice cream store and business affected by lockdown?
Oh, gosh, it was absolutely affected. And I know everyone's sick of hearing the word pivot, but I totally had to do a complete pivot. So we closed for the entire month, and then we were only able to open for online deliveries, which we had never done before. So I quickly created a Shopify account and just opened it up, and it looked like a 12-year-old made it because I made it. But we were shocked at how many orders we got. All of the locals and all of our regular customers just came and supported, and we were doing like 20 to 30 deliveries a day. Wow. And then with that, it then generated more word of mouth, and then we started increasing our delivery zone. And I think it's actually been productive for us, and it's increased our presence, our brand presence in Cape Town.
So, Kristen, somebody's asking whether you do ice cream cakes as well as tubs of ice cream. Is that part of your retinue of products?
Yes, definitely. We do 3 different types of ice cream cakes. So the largest is a 2-layer large cake, but it serves a lot of people. So it serves about 40 people if you use like a traditional ice cream scoop. Yeah, it's a lot of ice cream, and it's super heavy. And then we have a bundt cake, which is just like your traditional English style cakes with the hole in the middle that you can decorate. And then through lockdown, we've created a new cake, and I call it my party cake. And it's a small cake. It serves 4. So with parties being smaller, you can still have the ice cream cake experience, which there's, I don't know what it is, but there's always something so special about having an ice cream cake. So you can have that ice cream cake experience, but you don't have to have this crazy huge cake that's going to sit in your fridge.
Okay. Look, my mouth is watering. My stomach is grumbling. I'm going to have to pay another visit to Noordhoek very soon to come and taste some, Kristen. Final question before we're out of time is just sort of the learning that other would-be entrepreneurs can learn from you, because you've described a lot of things to us. You've described following your gut instinct, having the courage to try something completely new. So as you reflect on the last couple of years and the lessons you've learned, what would you say to encourage other entrepreneurs who are out there looking for the next big thing?
I would say if you don't have like a certificate in something or a proper education, and don't let that hold you back. I don't have a culinary experience whatsoever. And so that let me think outside the box, and it also let me do something unique and creative. And I think that is what makes my brand stand out. And then I also think you, like we said, go with your gut. And then initially for the first few years, just do everything yourself, because then you actually know the ins and outs of your business, so that if you are growing or expanding or you need to teach somebody else how to do something when you have your second child, you're able to do that and then let go of those reins and grow and expand.
Well, I hope you do continue to grow and expand, and I'm coming to visit for some cookies and cream as soon as I can. Kristen Buttress, good luck to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks, Tippa.
Kristen's the owner of Kristen's Kickass Ice Cream. Their website, if you'd like to place an online order, is kristenskickass.co.za. You'll find them at the Noordhoek Farm Village and Constantia Eetzik. And if you're lucky enough to have a visit sometime in future to Trouwbeach in Mauritius, you'll find it there as well.